Hello.
Hiya, John. The last time we spoke was 5 years ago, and you were on a big holiday to New Zealand.
The last time we spoke, I remember quite distinctly. I was in a hotel room in Dunedin in New Zealand. My birthday's around about the same time as Radio Borders' birthday, 25th of January, Burns Day. And that was when I was celebrating my 50th.
You're very honest about your age. I mean, as folk in showbiz, we usually lie about that.
I think it was a giveaway actually right at the start of Radio Borders, because I remember we started obviously on the Monday. That was the first day of Border Magazine, it was called.
Yes, that's right.
And on the Thursday then, it was my birthday. And all of my friends in the Borders managed to get requests in and prime you and Paul and Andrew that John was turning 30 that day. So it was a giveaway right at the start.
But Border Magazine, what a great show that was.
I loved it. I was just thinking earlier on about all the different opportunities that I got. This was what I really loved about being part of Radio Borders, doing things that I would never otherwise do. For example, I remember going to Stow and meeting up with this gentleman who was a keen light aircraft enthusiast, and somehow he managed to get me in the passenger seat of a two-seater light aircraft and take me up with my tape recorder over Stow and towards Galloway Shields. And the views were fantastic, but my stomach wasn't. To be able to do things like that and meet lots of famous people, you know, people that weren't household names, but who were interested in lots of different things and who were kind of more known locally than known outside the borders. And just to meet a whole collection of people like that made that Border Magazine show for me a real delight.
But of course you're still involved in media, because we'll hear you on the telly.
I will quickly add that yes, I do have a bit of glamour still in my life in that I'm one of the BBC Scotland continuity people.
Right. Hey, you wouldn't mind giving us just an idea of what you do?
This is BBC One Scotland. Now at 6 o'clock, the BBC News with Fiona Bruce and Reporting Scotland with Jackie Bird.
Fantastic. Hey, are you not tempted to say on any of them, it's 6 o'clock, the news is coming next, and Jackie Bird has got a lovely dress on tonight?
Well, we do get to see all these things before the programmes go out, because I've got a constant monitor which shows what's going on. So, yes, there are all sorts of things that perhaps I would want to tell the viewers about, but I have to button my lip.
That's a shame. That could make a show in itself. John, it's been fantastic to speak to you after all these years.
Yeah, indeed, and we're still going strong. And just let me say to anyone who remembers me listening to Radio Borders, well, all the very best to you, all the people who used to work beside in the college. I'm sure some of them are listening as well. So I'll say hello to you.
Thanks very much, John.
Bye, Danny.
John Phillips.